I want to share with you some things tonight about the believer's riches in Christ. I saw this in one of my study books, this little outline, and I just thought you'd be blessed by it. It's nothing that I made up. It's something that, actually, I've corrected a few things that he had made mistakes in the printing of it, but I hope it's something that you'll just take home and study. Let's stand for the reading of God's Word. Glad you're here. I'll be glad one day we have a Hallelujah Square, amen? I was thinking about Brother Jack Smith as David sang that song. That's that song we always had him sing every time at the ABL. He always got people excited about that. And look at one verse, Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us. And he has blessed us, folks. Beyond that, we don't even realize how much we've been blessed. And I don't, to be honest with you, I don't think we were going to know until we get there, Bill. And then we're going to say, wow, this is beyond our comprehension. Who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. I want to talk to you about the believer's riches in Christ tonight. I'm just going to do this little outline. I'm not going to preach a lot, but I just wanted to give you some thoughts. Folks, we really are blessed. If you know Christ as your Savior, we're blessed. Let's have a moment of prayer. Father, I just saw this the other night, and nothing big, but I just thought it was a good little gem that the people might want to have and put in their heart, even the kids. And I pray tonight, Father, I know that they won't hear nothing they never heard before, but I pray that this can be an encouragement. And Holy Spirit, I pray that you'd put some thoughts in their heart about the riches of Christ, what he's done for us. May you encourage their life tonight. Come down and meet with each one of us. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You might be seated. I gave you a little paper there. I ran that paper off. And tonight we want to talk to you about the believer's riches in Christ. And Brother Mark, we're going to go through the whole alphabet, A through Z. A through Z. And I want to share with you some special things that God's put upon us believers. Folks, we're blessed. We really are. So let's just go through these tonight. I know you want to watch a football game, but let me give you some thoughts before you go. The Browns ain't playing, and the Pittsburgh Steelers aren't playing, so, you know, the Dallas Cowboys ain't playing, so. But, well, when I get home, I'll still watch whoever's playing. But notice, let's just go through this tonight, and let's just try to think some of the great things that Christ has done for us. Tonight we're going to go through from A to Z. We're going to go through the whole alphabet. And we're going to just, one by one, take how God's blessed us. Now, I've wrote the scriptures for every one of these so I could quote them to you. So you can just stand there, but I've got the scriptures. So let's look at some of the blessings, that the riches that Christ we have from Christ. In the first letter, A, we praise God because we are accepted in the beloved, Ephesians 1:6. Well, you can look at that because you're right there. Ephesians 1:6, to the praise of the glory of his grace. Do we praise him enough? We ought to. Wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. Man, I'm so glad I'm part of the family of God. I'm glad I'm in the commonwealth. I'm glad I'm no longer a stranger or a foreigner. I'm glad that I'm a child of God. Amen? I've been accepted. I'm no longer in the outside. I'm on the inside. I'm washed in the blood. I'm accepted, and so are you. You're accepted in the blood. That's one of the riches that Christ has given us. We're accepted in the blood. Look at B. We are born of God. How many are glad they're born of God? Not a man. Man won't do nothing, but boy, when you're born of God, that makes an eternal difference. Born of God. Whosoever believeth in Jesus is the Christ is born of God. 1 John 5:1. Then we see we are crucified with Christ, Galatians 2:20, The Bible says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Aren't you glad that we have him inside us and we can live through him? Amen? Boy, I'm glad about that. I'm glad he paid all the sin debt. And Eddie, I'm glad that I can reckon myself dead to the old man, put on the new man, and get the victory through Christ. Amen? Then D, we've been delivered. Boy, am I glad I've been delivered. Delivered from the power of darkness. You know, I once was lost, but now I'm found. Amen? I was blind, but now I see. Colossians 1:13 says, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us from the unto us into the kingdom of his dear Son. How many are glad you're going to his kingdom? Amen? These are some riches. Then E, we've been enriched. We've been enriched in everything. 1 Corinthians 1:5 says that in everything you are enriched by him in all utterance and in all knowledge. Folks, we don't really realize how much God's enriched our lives. He really has. And sometimes we have to say, boy, God, thank you for all you do for me. Amen. Then the F, we are forgiven. Oh, boy, we're forgiven for Christ's sake. How many have got their paper? I've got it all there in front of you. Ephesians 4:32 says, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. You know, if he's forgiven us, we ought to forgive others. You know, there's an old saying, well, preacher, I forgive, but I won't forget. If you don't forget, you really didn't forgive. I'm glad he's forgiven us all. Amen. The Bible says not only did he forgive us, he forgot everything. As far as east and from west, the Bible says in the book of Psalms, he's cast away our sins. The Bible says in Hebrews, and your sins and your iniquities I remember no more. I'm glad that I've been forgiven. Amen? How many are glad they're forgiven? It's all because of Christ. We're talking about the believer's riches in Christ tonight. I said that we were accepted. I said we were born of God. I said we were crucified with. We've been delivered. We're enriched. We're forgiven. Then look at the G. We're grounded. We're grounded in love. Man, Ephesians 3:17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. You know what, folks? Until you got saved, you really couldn't have love. Bible says God is love. And when Mike, when you and I got Christ in our heart, we could really experience real love because love comes from God. I know people have a worldly love, but I'm talking about the great love that comes from God. Amen? And then I like this next one, Brother Rod. H, we're hid with Christ. Colossians 3:3 says, for you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. I'm glad we have a hiding place. I'm glad I have a place where I have shelter and a refuge. Amen? And I'm glad that I'm in Christ and he's in me. And I'm glad the Father, when he sees me, he sees the imputed righteousness of Christ. Amen? How many are glad they're hid with him? Then we are we're instructed in the way of the Lord. Acts 18:25 says, this man was instructed in the way of the Lord. And folks, we ought to take instructions. We ought to let the Lord instruct us in all the ways. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, the Bible says, and he shall direct thy paths. Are we acceptable to his instruction? Are we leaning on him? Are we listening to him? Can anyone say amen? Then J, we're justified. We're justified by, these are all the things that Christ, Billy, these are all the riches that we're having in Christ. I thought it was pretty good stuff. We're justified by his grace. Titus 3:7 says that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. And by the way, Titus 1:2 says, in hope of eternal life, which God who cannot lie, promised before the world began. I'm glad we have the promise of eternal life. Amen? We're justified. I don't have to worry about, a lot of people say, man, I hope I make it. I'm not hoping I make it. I know I make it. The moment I trusted Christ years ago and for the old green couch, I became justified. God sees me. Justification means God sees us just as though we'd never sinned. Isn't that exciting? Oh, we're justified and on our way to heaven. Then K, we are kept. We are kept by the power of God. I'm glad we don't have to keep ourselves. Man, I lost my temper 2 or 3 times yesterday. Oh, man, I'll tell you right now, Bobby, I would have got saved and lost. I would have got saved 3 times last night just by myself. Got mad at the snow, got mad at a couple of people yelling some stuff. You know what? How many of you ever lost their temper? Boy, I'm glad. Brother Billy, I'm glad I'm kept by God's power. Because I got no keeping power in myself. How many of you ever ever got run off the road or someone pulled in front of you and said, you dirty rotten little bit? Yeah. Yeah, we're kept by God's power. I'm not holding on to him. He's holding on to me. Aren't you glad about that? And the Bible says in John 10, no, I'm in his hand and no one can pluck me out of the Father's hand. Amen? And we're kept by the power, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Hallelujah. I'm glad I'm kept by the power of God. Then we are led. These are some of the riches in Christ that we have as believers. We are led by the Spirit of God. Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. You know what? We ought to let the Holy Spirit lead us. Really. And the greatest example I can give you about the Holy Spirit is the eagle. The eagle is one of the greatest examples you can find. Did you know that the eagle only flies about 10% of the time? The eagle only flies about 10% of the time. 90% of the time, the eagle just glides. See, he's learned to let the winds carry him. Are you with me? And we need to learn to let the Holy Spirit carry us and direct us. See, when we try to fight those heavy currents and things that go in front of us, see, he just goes up above it and gets back in the draft. Amen? And so let the Holy Spirit lead you in your life. And then M, made nigh by the blood of Christ. That's Ephesians 2:13. Ephesians 2:13, if you can't read these scriptures. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were sometimes were afar off. And by the way, every one of us were far off. But now in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. I'm so glad that God brought me in and saved my soul. Then N, we're nourished. Boy, this is going pretty good. You fellas are going to love me. I thought this would be at least a 40-minute message. You guys are going to do all right. Maybe preach a little bit longer then. And we're nourished in the words of faith. 1 Timothy 4:6. That's 1 Timothy 4:6. Thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine. You know what? You can't be nourished up unless you've got the Word of God in your heart. That's what gives you your nourishment, the Word of God, the bread of life. We're to feed upon the Word. We're nourished. A lot of Christians, the reason they have so much spiritual problem, they're malnutrition, not enough of the Word. Amen? And make sure you have that Word in your heart every day. Then, we are ordained to eternal life. Acts 13:48 says that they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord, and as many were ordained to eternal life, believed. I'm thankful that God's ordained me for things. You know, I'm glad he's called me to be a preacher, you know. And by the way, I believe in election. Now you're getting excited. I believe after I trusted Christ, I was part of the elect. See, I believe whosoever will may come. God's got, whosoever will may come. I like what Pastor Dave said this morning. You that don't come to Sunday school, you really miss out. He preaches and pours his heart out here. Every morning he pours his heart out. Unbelievable. hits messages right out of the game. Unbelievable. And you, some of you never come to hear him. You're losing out. But not only does God say, whosoever will may come to ask Christ to save him, whosoever may come and pray. There's a scripture. People use that scripture over in John. Well, we know sinners, I think it's John 9, they said, we know that God don't hear sinners. That wasn't God saying that. That was a man making a statement. God was just, his word was just recording what they made a statement. Like I'd say, Brother Mark's got a brown suit on, or whatever color that is. What do you call that? Is that brown? Green. Okay, it's preacher's eyes. Brother Mark's got a green suit on. That I'm making a statement. I'm just making a statement, and God recorded that statement that man said. But remember the blind man that God healed? And they said, well, he was blind from birth. No, who did this? We know that God don't hear sinners. He does hear sinners. I'm glad he heard me. By the way, Ruthie, before I was saved, I used to walk out and cry up to God, God, I know you're up there. God, there's got to be more to life to this. I wasn't saved yet, and I believe with all my heart God heard that. Guaranteed he did. God does hear sinners. Don't believe those people, even if they're Baptists, that teach you that God don't hear sinners. Good thing he does. He never heard none of us. Amen? And then, we are perfected forever. Hebrews 10:14. For by one offering, boy, aren't you glad Jesus loved us. Pastor Dave talked about Lukey today. And he was, I wouldn't give my son. He said, yeah, I'd never give my son, as much as I love you, I wouldn't give my son David for you. He wouldn't give his son Lukey for you. But aren't you glad God the Father gave his son for you and I? P, perfected forever. For by one offering, that's the offering of Christ on Calvary's cross. For by one offering he had perfected forever. There's a song, once and for all, O sinner, receive it. Once and for all, O brother, believe it. And free from the law, O happy persuasion, I think that goes on. And for by one offering, Christ, he had perfected forever them that are sanctified. Well, who are sanctified? All those that trust him as Savior. We're sanctified, we're set apart, we're put in him. I'm glad for that perfected forever for Christ. These are things, you know, folks, we take for granted, don't we? Then we are quickened together with Christ. Ephesians 2:5. I think I've got that. If you're still in Ephesians, Ephesians 2:5. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. Boy, I'm glad he... What's it mean to be quickened? It means to be brought to life. He brought us to life. He quickened our spirit and soul. Because we were dead in trespasses and sin. Amen? He quickened us. He brought us back to life. And thank God for the quickening of Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit. And then, boy, we've been redeemed. Boy, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Anyone know what I'm talking about? Some of the older folks. When I was a young kid, Billy, you're not too much younger than me. I don't know if they did it in Ravenna, but they sure did it in Toledo, Ohio. They used to have these little stamps called, they were green stamps. And they used to, when you go to the store, do you remember those, Marty? You remember that? How many groceries you'd buy, they gave you these little, you had these little books. They were called redemption books. Yeah. And you'd put all those green stamps in there, and you'd take them to the store, and you'd redeem them. That's what Jesus does for us. He redeemed us. Amen? He's the one that paid the price for us. He redeemed us. Notice, he redeemed us from the curse of the law, Galatians 3:13. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. You know, I got a kick when I said that. Boy, I saw a lot of older folks. Man, they were going, yeah, I remember those green stamps. Some of you might still have some. They're no good no more. But you know, how many still got some of them green stamps? Wish you would have, yeah, you should have took advantage of when you had it, you know. And You remember that, Mike? The old green, I think the S&H green stamps, I think they called them. And Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law. Little Tippy Brook don't know, and my babies, they don't know one thing Grandpa's talking about. They're little tiny little green stamps. Like when you go to, if you went to Giant Eagle back there, we had Kroger's and stuff like that. If you bought $50 in groceries, by the way, that'd be a lot of money to spend back then, because you'd get a lot of money for $50 back then. $10, you'd probably spend $10 of groceries back then and have about 10 bags of groceries. And you put those, remember the whole page, yeah. Those redeems. Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it's written, curses everyone that hangeth on a tree. Aren't you glad he hung on that tree for us? Yeah. You know, when over in the book of Genesis, when Abraham offered up Isaac, Isaac was a beautiful picture of Christ. He didn't fight. He said, who God will provide an offering. Remember, he put the wood on Isaac's back. That's the type of the cross. It didn't say he tied him up. He didn't struggle. He just went willingly. Christ went willingly to the cross. Aren't you glad he was willingly went to the cross for you and I? And then, I like this. S, we're sealed. Amen. We're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Ephesians 1:13. After that you believed, you have to believe first. You don't believe, you don't get sealed. After that you believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. By the way, are you still in Ephesians? That's a great verse. I used to teach this in Romans. Look at 1:13. In whom also you trusted, after that you heard the word of truth. You can't get saved unless you hear the word of God. That you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. In whom also after that you believed, you were after you believed, not before. Not if you spoke in tongues. Not if you jumped up and down. Not if you become a member. You had to believe on Christ. You were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Isn't that exciting? How many are glad they're sealed? And you're sealed forever. The Bible, and grieve not the Holy Spirit, the Bible says in Ephesians 4:30, and grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby you're sealed until the day of redemption. And the day of redemption is when Christ takes us up. So you're sealed until Jesus comes. So guess what? You can't get out. Amen? And then, in Colossians 1:13, we're translated into the kingdom of his dear son, T. T were translated into the kingdom of his dear son. These are all special riches that Christ has done for us. And then you were unreprovable. I like that. Unreprovable in his sight, Colossians 1:22, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Man. That's a great standing. It's only because of him. Nobody else has that. Only the believers have that kind of standing. Amen? And we get it through him. And then V, victorious. We're victorious through our Lord Jesus Christ. This is a great verse. 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, victory in Jesus, our Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming. Aren't you glad you got that victory? Man, I'll tell you, folks, I'm glad I got. You know what? Sometimes I'm feeling down, but you know what? I'm glad I've got the victory. No matter if I feel good or bad, I've always, and you know, I don't ever want to go to hell, but you know how much I want to win and lose? I hate losing. Can you imagine not being saved and losing forever and ever and ever? Boy, that'd burn you up, wouldn't it? You'll get it. But I'm glad that I came to the saving knowledge of Christ. I'm glad he gave me, a fellow that didn't deserve it, the victory. Amen? And then W, we're washed from our sins in his own blood. Wow. Revelation 1:5. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Not somebody else's. His. His blood. He shed his blood. He gave his life so you and I could have life. David read a scripture and this morning before he closed, I think it was in the Gospel of John. I just now thought of it. I circled it this morning. It was one of the last verses. But it's talking about, you have life, and I'm going to give you this life or something. And I'm going to get a message. It was special. He said, I have life, and so you will too. Or you're going to live because I lived or something. But I wish I could pull that last verse up. It was at John 14. Boy, I circled it because it never caught me. I'll tell you, and John 14:19. John 14, and yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live. And because I live, ye shall live also. I like that. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Amen. But you know what? If he wouldn't have lived, if he wouldn't have shed his blood and rose, we wouldn't have that life either. But I've read that hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. But because I live, I circled it, Bobby, ye shall live also. What a promise. Hey, I live, you're going to live because of me. You ought to be happy about that. Aren't you glad you got victory? Aren't you glad you've been washed in the blood? Aren't you glad you got to know for sure that you're going to have eternal life? I don't have to. You know what? Brother Jack died this Thursday, and I know he's in heaven. Brother Jack, I know he had faith in Christ, and the Bible says to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. If Christ wouldn't have rose from that grave and lived, we'd have no hope. But because he lives, we have that. We know for sure we're going to live. Amen. His breath gives us breath. His life gives us life. And then, why? You're yearned over by the Holy Spirit. I think Pastor Dave read this scripture this morning, Romans 8:26. But the Spirit maketh intercession for us with groanings. Sometimes we don't know what to pray, but the Holy Spirit knows what we need. Amen? Look up here. I hope you're not. These are all blessings. Lost people don't have this. You that are saved, these are fringe benefits. Okay? These are added on things that we have all for free. It's pretty exciting. And then lastly, and I'm done. Zealous of good works. Titus 2:14. Who gave himself for us. Aren't you glad he did? That he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify in himself a peculiar people. Listen, we're supposed to be peculiar. Well, they say we're different. We ought to be different. Oh, if I go to where you work or someone or your neighbor and say, what do you think about them? If they say, well, boy, they're kind of peculiar. That's a compliment. I don't know, you better stay away from them. They're those Jesus people. All I want to do is talk to you about Jesus and being saved. That's a compliment. Zealous of good works. You know what? After all that Christ has done for us, we ought to be zealous for him. He was zealous for us. We ought to be zealous for him. And if we're not, to be honest with you, I think it's sinful. Brother Mike, if we're not zealous for him, I believe it's wrong. As much as he has done for us, we should do for him. I know we can never repay him, but we could do all we can within our being. Amen? You know, I'll say this. I get a kick out of people. Well, I don't know, preacher. I don't know if I need to do all those things. I mean, after all, he was going to save me anyways. Hogwash. Well, we ought to be on our knees every day saying, oh God, thank you. I mean that, folks. And we ought to be, you know what? We ought to be excited about telling people about our Savior. When I used to work at Allied Chemical years ago, man, those people, they'd run from me. They'd say, here comes the preacher. Long even before I was pastoring. I remember one guy came up and said, hey, I don't know who he is, but there's a guy named Skyver. Don't get near him. All he wants to do is try to get you born again. There's a new guy, and he said, by the way, I said, my name's Skyver. By the way, have you been born again? He said, you're the one they told me about. I remember one time working on the pot, and I'm all done. I remember coming down on the powder handler job, and the young guy had to work with me, and I didn't say a word to him. I waited all night. The Lord told me not to say a word. And then at the end of the shift, he said, you weren't as bad as I thought. Everybody scared me. He said, tell me you'd have me down in the Jordan River and, you know, make me repent. And you were the John the Baptist of the plant. And he said, man, he said, I was afraid you were going to really. And he said, I'll be honest with you, I'm glad you didn't, because I don't believe in God. And he said, I don't believe there is a God. He said, so don't. And then he said to me, so don't even worry tomorrow. And I said, don't worry. I won't. You can't be saved. He said, what? I said, I'm not going to witness to you. You can't be saved. And I went home. I went to work the next day with him. Didn't say a word. Worked all day. And he kept, it was getting underneath this. Oh, it was really bothering. He said, hey, you're not telling me about Jesus. I said, I'm not. I'm not telling you about Jesus. You can't be saved. He said, yes, I can. I said, no, you can't be. Because the book of Hebrews says, he that cometh to God must believe that he is. And he's a reward of them that diligently seek him. I said, you don't believe there's a God. I'm not going to waste my time on you. I got a whole plant to win. You just got to die and go to hell. You're doomed for hell, pal. In the grade, you can preach and act like you're not preaching. He said, I'm not going to hell. I said, yeah, you're going to hell. But I'm not preaching to you. He said, well, I can be saved. I said, you can't be saved. I'll see you tomorrow. And that went on for 4 days. And then on Friday. And every day it got worse, Lizzie. He kept saying, I can be saved. I can be saved. Finally, on that Friday, God brought so much conviction to that young man. He said, I want to be saved. I want to be saved. I want to be saved. And I bet there was, and I would estimate there was close to 50 to 75 men in the lunchroom at the time. I had my Bible, and he sat down across from me. I said, if you really want to be saved, you got to believe that God's real and that Christ. He said, I do believe that. I've been listening to you all week. Even though you weren't supposed to preach to me, you've been telling me all kinds of stuff. And I believe you. I don't want to die and go to hell. And I've been thinking, I really believe there is a God. And I believe Jesus. I said, if you really, well, I said, well, I guess you could be saved if you believe that. And I said, if you'd really like Christ to save you, I took the scripture. For 30 minutes, I went in the scripture, in the lunchroom with all this atheist, with all the men around. And I said, if you want to be saved right now, you bow your head and you pray this prayer with me out loud. And in front of 75 men, that man asked Christ to save him. I'm going to tell you, there is a God in heaven. And we need to be zealous for him. The lost world, Brother Jim, the lost world are zealous for Satan. Boy, the liberals are out. I'll say this, not quit. They don't mind killing the babies in abortion. They don't. Stevie's in, I watch sometimes the Animal Channel. They got the people in Phoenix. And by the way, I don't think you ought to be cruel to animals. Please don't misread me. But they'll put people in jail for not feeding their dog. I think you ought to take care of your dog. Don't misread the preacher. But it's pretty bad. They'll protect a dog or a horse or a cow or a cat or a seal or a dolphin more than they will a human being. We live in a society, Brother Mike, that will let you kill innocent children but put you in jail for not giving your dog a shot. This country needs help. And they're zealous of propagating their evil, of all the evil, of all their adulteriness and everything else they want to do in the world, all their evil pornography and people, all their junk that they want to propagate. They're zealous about that. We ought to be zealous what we have, because what we got's real. And it's proven. And it's true. Amen? They want to yell about their stuff. I'm going to yell about my stuff. They raise their voice to me. I'm going to raise my voice to them. They punch me. I'm not going to say that. Now I'm going to pray for them. You know what, folks? We've got a wonderful Savior. I know that was just a little Bible outline. But if you'll take that and study that and think about it, there's a lot of great truth in that little Bible outline. That's why I took time for it tonight. I just thought it was a nice little nugget to give to you. I had never saw it in a book before. I think it's a book we bought off your table, that big green book. And it's a good little book. Maybe you gave it to me. It's just one of those little nuggets in there, and I thought, that's a nice little book. What a great little truth. You know what, folks? How zealous are we? How zealous are we? Tonight we're going to leave here in about 5 minutes. We'll go home and even preacher. We'll probably be yelling and screaming for the quarterbacks. We'll be yelling from on Colts with the Peyton and whoever the other guy is. How can we be zealous for all the football teams? We get excited about the Cleveland Browns and the Cleveland Indians, and we'll pump them up, all the people we know. We even know all the facts about them. But yet we can't even quote 5 Bible scriptures. Some of you can't even tell somebody how to get saved. By the way, if you can't, just tell, bring them to me. I'll lead them to Christ. Let's get more zealous for our Savior. I think a lot of times we got the wrong we got our priorities wrong. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Help us, Lord, to be zealous on the good works for you. We are a peculiar people. We ought to be a particular people. And Father, Lord, we're a prepared people too. We're prepared to go to heaven. You're making a prepared place for us. And Lord, I just pray tonight that, that's just a sampling. We went through the whole alphabet, but Lord, there's way more than that. I pray that they'll take that little Bible outline and think about some of the riches, even the kids, Lord. I thought even the kids would, I want the kids, our little ones, to think about some of the riches they have in Christ. Help our children to think how wonderful what you've done for them, how their future with you is going to be so tremendous. Bless each one here tonight. Help us, Father, to be appreciative for all that you've done for us. You've really done so much. We don't deserve any of it. Father, thank you. We want to tell you we love you tonight. Thank you for loving us and doing so much for us. Help us, Father. Help us to love you with all our heart and soul. And help us to be zealous in this dark world. Help us to bring the gospel to a dying perishing people. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Let's stand. Amen.